Hi, my name is Holden Harris, and I live in Louisiana, which is in the southern part of the United States. Today I'm here to talk to you about three phrasal verbs that you can use in your everyday life. And those three phrasal verbs are butter up, hold up, and blank out. Okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna talk about each of these individually, and I'm gonna give you three examples of how you can use them. Some of them have one definition, some of them have multiple definitions and ways that you can use them. But in any case, I'm going to explain this to you so you have a better understanding of these three phrasal verbs today. Now, the first that I want to talk about is butter up. And butter up only has one definition, and that is to praise or flatter someone excessively, usually to gain a favor. You would basically say something nice to someone, give them compliments, that kind of thing, to get them to be on your side and to maybe do something that you want them to do. So I'm going to give you three examples of how this is commonly used. The first example is, I buttered up my wife with compliments so that she would cook our family a good meal tonight. So let's say that I'm hungry and I really, really want a good meal. And usually this doesn't happen for dinner. Let's say that for dinner I have to make my own food, or I just have to find something, and maybe my family doesn't have these good meals very often. So what I'll do is I'll go talk to my wife and say, hey, you look really nice today. And oh, I think you're doing a great job here around the house and doing a great job in your job. And I love you. And so I'm giving my wife all these compliments and things, hoping that maybe she will cook a good dinner. I'm buttering her up, okay? I'm making it easy. If you think of butter, butter is kind of slick, so I'm making it things easy for me, okay? The next example I have for you is, when Carly butters up her teacher, she usually gives her better test scores. So in this example, this is a common thing. If you've ever heard the expression, teacher's apple, this is a kind of person who maybe they give good compliments to your teacher, like, hey, Mrs. So-and-so, you look really nice today. Oh, that's a great shirt that you have there. I really like that. And so Carly wants a good test score, and maybe if she's really nice to her teacher, then her teacher will be really nice to her and give her a better score. Okay? The third example I have for that is, if you butter up your boss, he might give you a promotion. So let's say, I work in a company where I really want a promotion. I want to get to the next level. Maybe I'll get a pay raise or something like that. So I go to my boss and say the same things. Hey boss, you've been doing a great job lately. I think you're a great boss. And you know what? Thank you for all the things you've done for me. And, oh, well, hey, maybe can I get that promotion? So you're buttering up your boss. You're trying to get some kind of favor out of people. So butter up basically means to praise or flatter someone excessively, usually to gain a favor, okay? The second phrasal verb I want to talk about is hold up, okay? And hold up has several different definitions. I'm going to talk to you, I'm going to explain three of them right now. So the first one is to delay when traveling. So if you hold something up, like you're traveling, you're going somewhere, and there is a delay for some reason, okay? So I could say, here's the first example. The traffic on the road was really bad, so I asked myself, what's holding things up? What's causing the delay is basically what I'm asking. So let's say, I'm traveling, trying to go somewhere, and the traffic is just so bad. And I don't know, I'm like, what's the holdup? That's a common thing people would say. What's the holdup? What's holding the traffic up? Okay, so to delay while traveling. The second definition that I want to talk about is to rob with violence or threats thereof. Okay, so in the noun form, you would say, call this a holdup. If a thief goes into a store and tries to steal money and, you know, has a gun and, you know, put your hands up. And everybody, you know, puts their hands up. They're holding them up. So that's where hold up comes from. And a sentence example of that is, Jacob was held up by two thieves at the convenience store today. So maybe there's a guy named Jacob working at a convenience store, and two robbers come in. Hey, give me all your money. Put your hands up. Jacob is in a holdup. You know, he puts his hands up. So that is a commonly, again, Jacob was held up by two robbers. Okay, so it can be to rob with violence or threats thereof. The third definition I want to talk about is to remain strong and working effectively. And I think this one is pretty easy. Listen to this example. My bicycle has held up for several years now. So let's say that I have a bicycle that I've had for a long time. And maybe even though I've used it a lot, rode my bicycle miles or kilometers or whatever measurement, but I've used it a lot for several years and it's still strong, still going strong, still works great. No problems with it. My bicycle has held up for a long time, okay? So that third definition of hold up can be to remain strong and working effectively, okay? Now, the last phrasal verb we're going to talk about today is blank out, okay? And for this, I've got three definitions to give to you. There are a few more, but we're going to talk about just three today. And the first definition for blank out is to cover something completely so that it cannot be seen, okay? Now listen to this sentence example. The criminals did not want their faces to be shown on television, so the news station blanked them out. So let's say you have more criminals, you know, those criminals who held up Jacob, as we talked about when we were talking about hold up. Those criminals get arrested, and there's a news report about that on TV. And they don't want their faces to be shown, so what you see when you watch the television is you see these criminals, but maybe there's a black square or rectangle covering their face. So that it's blanking out their face, okay? Or even sometimes when you see something that's blanked out, maybe their faces are just blurry, like there's some kind of pixelated thing covering their face on TV so you can't see them, okay? That's blanked out. It can be to cover something completely so that it can't be seen, okay? Second definition I want to talk about, this deals with the mind, okay? So blank out can mean to deliberately forget something unpleasant. Let's say that I have just a bad memory, okay? A bad memory from my childhood. And listen to this sentence example. I always try to blank out my horrifying memories of the time I almost drowned. Okay? People often have bad things in their past. Let's pretend that I almost drowned when I was a young child, and that's just a memory that is so painful to me to think about. I just do not want to think about that drowning experience because it was so bad, and maybe I get some anxiety, I get some fear when I think about it. So I intentionally try not to think. I try to, anytime that thought comes into my head, I blank it out. I just try to erase it, okay? Try to cover it up, almost like in our first definition, covering up a face. I try to cover up that memory, not think about it, okay? So that can be blanking out, to deliberately forget something unpleasant. And the last definition for blank out is to have a temporary memory failure. So whereas you can try not to think about something, you can also just unintentionally forget something. And this is a really common case. Listen to this example. Even though he studied for hours and hours, Chase blanked out several times during his mathematics exam. Okay? So Chase, let's pretend that Chase has studied for his math exam for just so long. He's been studying for it for weeks. He memorized how to work the problems, memorized all his formulas. He's ready for this math test. He goes in to take it, and he gets so nervous that when he's taking his exam, He just forgets. He forgets how to do it unintentionally. He blanks out in the moment. It happens a lot for people who take tests, or even some examples of maybe a singer who is at a concert singing a song, and they forget their lyrics. They forget how to sing the song. They blank out. So it can be to have a temporary memory failure. Okay. So those are the three phrasal verbs I wanted to talk to you about today. Again, butter up, hold up, and blank out, which can also be, I think I said blackout, but blank out, basically kind of very, very similar, okay? But so I hope that you were able to learn something today. I tried my best to give you the examples you need so that you can learn how to effectively use these in your daily life. Okay, so try them out, and I wish you good luck, and I'll see you next time.